طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. إن شاء الله today what we're going to do is just a quick review of some of the exercises for reading. Then we're going to go over the basic rules of Tajweed that we started with last week. And then we're going to do Quran, inshallah. We're going to recite, practice recitation of Quran with Tajweed. I attempted to copy or to print some notes from a book, a photocopy from a book for Tajweed, but unfortunately, I didn't realize my ink was low. I made a few copies, and before I could finish making enough, I ran out of ink. So I have some copies of the notes, so I'm going to give some of them out, and whoever doesn't get it, then inshallah next week, we'll try to make some more copies between now and the next class. But basically, the notes are relatively simple. And if you're able to take notes, you can write them down. But otherwise, inshallah, if you don't get a copy this week, and maybe we have enough. I mean, it looks like what we have right now, we might be sufficient. We might be able to get everybody. I'm going to give a couple of copies of these notes to the sisters. And the rest of them, inshallah, we share with the brothers. But before we do that, we want to just do a little practice reading. I hope that everybody has been practicing reading. This book that we, have gone through, alhamdulillah, it covers everything that you need to know for reading. However, the exercises in the book are very concise, or they're brief, they're not very lengthy. So, even if you read every lesson two or three times, it wouldn't take a lot of time, because the exercises are short. So it's incumbent upon you to try to reread and go back over the exercises from beginning to the end, practice reading, especially the letters that you might have some difficulty in reading, you need to practice them extra. So I sent some extra exercises for the letters of the velarized letters, the heavy letters, Sad and Dad and Ta and Va. I sent some exercises during the week by email, and specifically I sent those letters because those letters are difficult to pronounce. And the purpose of me sending them is to remind you that those are the exercises that need more emphasis, and you need to try to practice reading them as much as possible. Inshallah, we'll go over some of those letters today and some other letters, and after that, then we'll go to the rules of Tajweed. So what I want to do, before we go to the rules of Tajweed, I want to start with the first of the velarized letters. Or in fact, we'll go just a little bit before that. Let's start on lesson 38. I want to start with lesson 37 with the letter Qaf. Naam. Start with the letter Qaf. In lesson 37, on page 72. Okay? We're going to do, maybe four or five or six lessons, whatever we can do. But mainly, we're going to emphasize those letters which are the more difficult letters to pronounce. And usually, if you look carefully, you'll see that the last letters that we covered in the end of the book, before we reach the last 10 lessons, those are the letters that are most difficult. So we want to try to go over some of those today, inshallah. We're going to go as far as we can from lesson 37 up to the last letter, which is lesson 43. As many of those as we can do, inshallah, we'll try to do today. Okay, so we want to read from page 72, lesson 37. Before we read, the letter that is in this first lesson is the letter Qaf. Qaf, okay? What do we know about the letter Qaf? Okay, this is review, right? What do we know about the letter Qaf? Now. He said it comes from the back of the throat, huh?
The lower part of the tongue.
Okay, tongue. Back of the tongue, now.
Yes.
The back of the tongue. Qaf comes from the back of the tongue, just before the throat. Yani Qaf is not one of the throat letters, huruf al-halq, but it's from the tongue, but it's the end of the tongue, the back of the tongue, just before you get to the throat. Okay, so if you are looking for the place, the makhraj of the letter Qaf, you have to go to the end, all the way to the back of the tongue, just before you get to the throat. That's Qaf. And just before the Qaf, going forward, yani almost at the end of the tongue, is the letter, what's the letter before Qaf? Two letters at the back of the tongue. Kaf. Kaf and then Qaf. Qaf is the last letter at the back of the tongue. Okay, so Qaf is at the back and Kaf is just before that. And the sound of these two letters, although they're from the almost the same makhraj, the sound is different. Qaf is a heavier letter and Kaf is a lighter letter. So when you pronounce it, you should hear a difference between the letter Ka and Qa. Okay, Ka, Qa. You should hear a difference between them. Okay, we're dealing with the letter Qaf now. The sound of it is Qa, Qa, Qa. Okay, it's a heavier sound than Ka. Alright, so this letter, as we can see, inshallah, I'll read the letter line by line. We'll read each word and emphasizing long vowels, paying attention to the difference between long vowels and short vowels and diphthongs and letters that have shadda, emphasizing those letters, consonants that have shadda. And pronouncing every vowel, including the last vowel on the end of the word, whether it's tanween or a single vowel, we want to pronounce everything. Okay, so I'll read the lines, I'll read the words one by one, line by line, inshallah you repeat after me. Okay, but I want you to read from the book, looking at the letters, looking at the vowels, looking at short vowels, long vowels, all of these things, trying to pay attention to them, so that you're trying to read them as perfectly as possible. Okay, so we're on page 72, line number 1. Baqin. Naam. Baqin. Saqin. Mulaqin. Saqa. Raqa. Okay, line 2. Faqa. Suqun. Shaqun. Naam. It's a shadda on the qaf, so you have to hold it a little bit. Shaqun. Masaqun. Line 3. Talaqin. Salaqa. أبقى قال قلت. Line 4, page 73. وقنا قرأ قرآن أقربوا. Line 5. This is a diphthong. قول مقال مقال مسابقة. If we stop on this word, we'll pronounce it مسابقة. Okay, the termabota will be pronounced as ha, and the vowel on it, or the tanween, would not be pronounced. Musabaqa. If you keep reading, you say, Musabaqatun. Laqaytu. Line 6. Fuqta. Maqamun. Quri'a. Okay, the ya here is a seat for Hamza. The ya is not pronounced, so it does not elongate the kesra of the ra. You don't say Quri'a. Rather, the ya is only a seat for Hamza and it's not pronounced. Quri'a. Quri'a. Qari'un. Line 7. Liqa'un. Qabulun. Ashiqqa'u. Again, Ashiqqa'u. Qalilun. Right, before we leave this lesson, I just want to try to compare the sound of qaf and kaf in a few of these words, okay? For example, on line 1, back to page 72, line 1, the first word, the way we see it here with qaf, it would be pronounced baqin. But if it was the kaf, it would be pronounced baqin. Baqin. As opposed to baqin. Baqin. Kaf. Baqin. Qaf. Baqin. Baqin. Okay, it's a little bit heavier sound and it's a little further back from the throat. The same thing if we had, for example, the first word on line 2. With qaf, the sound would be faqa. Huh? Faqa. But if it was kaf, it would be faqa. Faqa. Okay, with kaf, faqa. With qaf, faqa. Okay? Same thing. If we were reading, for example, line 4, the first word. With qaf, the first word will be pronounced waqina. 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 But with kaf, it will be pronounced waqina. 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 With qaf, waqina. Waqina. Okay? So the sound, although it's somewhat close, but there's a different sound between kaf and qaf. Okay? The second word on line 4. Okay, with qaf, it's pronounced qa-ra-a. 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 If it was kaf, it would be ka-ra-a. 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 Qa-ra-a. Ka-ra-a. Qa-ra-a. So you should be able to hear the difference between kaf and qaf. And so when you're practicing letters like this, that have letters which are similar to them, especially like ta and ta and seen and sad, then try to also, when you read the exercise, try to compare how the sound, how you would pronounce the sound of the letter that's similar to it. So that you make sure that you are actually pronouncing a different sound. Because sometimes you don't pay attention, you're reading the letter sad as a seen, and you think that you're reading sad. And then when you read seen, you're reading it also as seen, with no difference between them. And that we hear in Al-Fatiha. A lot of times when people recite Al-Fatiha, we hear them pronouncing the ta as ta in ihdina sirata. They say sirata. A lot of times people pronounce the ta as ta. And they pronounce sad as seen. And this is something that we have to pay attention to. Okay, that's the letter qaf. The next lesson, lesson number 38, is one of the letters that we always, when we used to go through the alphabet, we always try to make a comparison between this letter and the letter that in transliteration is written the same, as a T. Okay, the letter T in Arabic, it could be a ta and it could be a ta. And we want to distinguish between ta and ta. And the letter ta is pronounced from the upper surface of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums. The gum line that is just above the two front, yani upper front incisors, the two front upper front teeth. Okay, the tongue, the upper surface of the tip of the tongue should be touching the gum line. And the same place for the letter ta, and the same place for the letter dal. Da, ta, and ta. They all pronounce from the same place. But ta is a light sound, and ta is a heavy sound. Okay, so we want to pronounce the letter ta, and we want to distinguish from the letter ta. Okay? So this is the letter ta, and we're going to read from page 74, lesson number 38, line number 1. Line number 1. Sawtun.
Sawtun.
Abatun.
Abatun.
The first letter of the second word is the aleph with a med over it that represents a hamza with a fatha followed by an aleph that's elongating it. Instead of writing two alephs, we're writing one aleph with the med line above it. That means that's a hamza with a fatha that's elongated by an aleph. Okay, it should be pronounced as fatta, elongated by alif. Two counts. Abatun. Habata. Rabata. Line two. Tayrun. Ta-ta. Tayrun. Tayrun. Asatirun. Two long vowels. Asatirun. What's wrong with that? There's no tanween, right? I was reading with tanween. Please correct me if I go to sleep on you. Huh? Should be pronounced asatiru. Asatiru. Now, third word, sultanun. Matarun. Line three. Matarun. Fatirun. Tala. Taba. Line four. Page 75. Fatarani. 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 Atyabu. The ta here has sukoon, and ta is one of the letters of khawkala. So when you recite in the Quran, whenever you see one of those five letters of khawkala, qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal, if it has a sukoon, you have to pronounce it with a little extra sound, echoing sound or vibrating sound. It has a little bit extra sound, almost as though you're trying to pronounce the vowel but without pronouncing the vowel. Okay? So it should not be with a fatta, a ta, but it should be at-yabu. At-yabu. Not at-yabu. Not at-ta. At-yabu. At-yabu. It's one of the letters of qawqala. Inshallah, when we start talking about the rules of tajweed, one of the rules that we're going to take, inshallah, in this class is the rule of qawqala. Very easy rule, inshallah. It's just a matter of memorizing the letters, and then practicing how do you pronounce the letter with the sound of qawqala. At-yabu. Ustulun. Batalun. Batalun. Okay, let's compare the sound of ta here and the sound of ta. Okay? For example, the line one, third word on line one, page 74. This ta would be pronounced ha ba. Pa, haba pa. But if it was ta, it would be pronounced habata. Habata, haba pa. I think it's clear, right? Habata, haba pa. Ta and pa are both from the same makhraj, but pa is heavy and ta is light. Habata, haba pa. Same thing, for example, line 2, the last word. With ta, it would be pronounced. Line 2, the last word. Ma-ta-run. 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 But if it was ta, it would be ma-ta-run. Ma-ta-run. Okay? Ma-ta-run. 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 And on line 4, the last word. Here, with pa is pronounced batalun, batalun. With ta will be pronounced batalun, 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 batalun. I think the sound is clear. It's just a matter of practicing and making sure when you have pa, you pronounce it heavy as pa. And when you have ta, you pronounce it light. Type. Next lesson, 39, is the letter Sa'ad. And the letter Sa'ad is one of those four letters, heavy letters, these letters here, Sad, Bad, Ta, and Va. And those letters, along with Ayn and Ghain and Kha, change the sound of Fatta, as we said it previously on a number of occasions, okay? So we clearly hear the sound, the difference in the sound of these letters with the Fatta sound, with the Fatta vowel is really clear, because normally we pronounce Fatta like A, like Ba, Ta, Tha, Ja. But with these letters, instead of this Sa, this would be Sa. Instead of this Da, this would be Ba. Instead of this Ta, this would be Ta. Instead of this Tha, this would be Va. And so on, like this. So we know that there's a difference between these sounds, but we got to practice to make sure that we distinguish between them when we're reading. Okay, so this is the letter Sad. The letter Sad. And like the letter Sin, it's from the same makhraj. That is from the tip of the tongue being placed opposite the upper two front teeth, but not touching them, with a little space between them and above the lower front teeth. The letter Sin and the letter Sad and the letter Zay. Zay or Za. These three letters are pronounced from the same place. This is the letter Sad. The tongue should be curled a little bit and the mouth should be full when you pronounce it. So you distinguish between Sa and Sa. Sa, Sa. Okay? So, lesson 39, page 76. Line number 1. Manasun. Shadda on the next word has a shadda. So you have to hold the letter Sad. Just hold it. Just hold it as though you were going to pronounce it twice. But instead of separating it with a space between them, instead of saying Ras and then a space and saying Sa, you're going to hold it. Ras-sa. 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 Naam. Tayyib. Ras-sa. Marsusun. Marsusun. Line 2. Sautun. Salli. Shed on the lamb. Salli. Hold the lamb. Salli. Sallaytu. Again, shed on the lamb. Sallaytu. Sallaytu means I performed salah. Sallaytu. Salla, he prayed. Sallaytu, I prayed. Sallayna, we prayed. Salla, past tense. That's past tense. Now.
So one word can actually take the place of three words.
The ending of it changes. The ending of it changes to indicate the one who's doing the action. Okay, the verb is salla. If you say, Sallaytu, I prayed. Sallayta, you prayed. Sallayti, you prayed, talking to a female. Sallayna, we prayed. And so on. Okay, by the ending of the past tense verb changing, it changes the one who's doing the action, the fa'il, the subject who's doing the action of the verb. Okay, Sallaytu. Five, line 3. Misru. Sabara. Sadidun. Sama. Line 4, page 77. Salatun. Salatun. If we stop down with this word, we pronounce the ta marbuta as ha. And we don't pronounce the vowels on the end of it. We will say salah. Ha. Salah. Salah. Same thing. Zakah. Zakah. Okay? So this word, if we keep reading, we say, we pronounce everything, we say, Salatun. Usalli. Sudurun. Line 5. Basirun. Siyamun. Sabirun. طيب, the last word, if it was pronounced with seen, we would say sabirun. But with saad, we say sabirun. 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 Naam. Okay. Lesson 40. Again, this is one of the letters, the velarized letters that are pronounced heavy with the tongue being rolled or curled and raised up to the back of the roof of the mouth. And this letter is pronounced, this letter, va, is pronounced from the same makhraj as the letter thal. From the same makhraj as thal. And from the same makhraj as tha, 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 and va. They're from the same makhraj, va, va. That is the upper surface of the tongue touching the bottom edges of the upper front teeth. Touching the bottom edges of the upper front teeth. The tongue should come out when you pronounce tha, tha. And the same thing with this letter, va, va. Okay, the surface of the tongue should be touching the bottom edges of the upper front teeth. Okay, it's pronounced from the same place as the letter thal, but this letter is heavy. Va, va. Okay, so we have to distinguish between the letter tha and the letter va. Okay, page 78, lesson 40, line 1. Shuwavun. Shuwavun. Ghilavun. ظلال ظلام line 2 ظلوم ظهر ظن نظن line 3 ظلم يظلمون يظلمون ينظرون ينظرون نعم. The first word on line 3, first word on line 3, if we pronounce it as the letter thal, we would say thalama, thalama. But here we say what? Thalama, thalama. Tha, thalama. Tha, thalama. Same thing, for example, line 2, the second word. If we was to pronounce it as thal, we would say thahara, thahara. But here we pronounce it what? Zahara, zahara. So you can hear a clear distinction between the sound of the letter thal, zahara, and za, zahara, zahara, zahara. Now, these letters require practice. That's all, practice. And when you're listening to the Quran, when you see words that have these letters in it, try to listen to how it's being pronounced. The difference, so you can hear the sound of the letter va, and the letter fa, and the letter pa, pa, especially in Al-Fatiha. Okay, lesson 41, page 80. Lesson 41. This letter, the letter ha, is a letter that we always remind ourselves, this letter ha is distinguished from this letter near the end of the alphabet, ha, ha. This one is like in the word Allahu, Allahu. Or in the word Huwa, in Surah Al-Ikhlas, Huwa, Huwa Allahu, Huwa Allahu. This one, ha, is like in Ahad. Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Ha. Like in Alhamdulillah, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Ahad, huh? Both of them in English is written as H. But there's a big difference between the sound of this, ha, and this, ha, ha, ha. Okay, so we want to pronounce the letter ha. Both of these letters are letters of the throat. Both of them, the makhraj, the place where they articulated from, the articulation point is from the throat. But this one here is from the bottom of the throat, hamza and ha. And this one is from the middle of the throat, ayn and ha. Okay, so this one is from the bottom of the throat, ha, with hamza. And this one is from the middle of the throat with ayn. Ha, from the throat. Ha, alright? Page 80. Lesson 41, line number 1. Ruhun. Rauhun. Nikahun. Sabbaha. Sabbaha. Line 2. Hamida. Hamida. Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Ahmadu. Ahadun. Line 3. Rahimun. Rahimun. Like in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rahim. Ihsanun. Ihsanun. Ihsan is the highest level of the deen of Allah, right? After Islam and Iman, there's what? Ihsan. Sihrun. Sihrun. Sahirun. Line 4, page 81. Hamimun. Habibun. Ahibba'u. This is shadda on the ba. Ahibba'u. Ahibba'u. Line 5. Fi lawhin. Mahfuzin. Fi lawhin. Mahfuzin. Tayyib. In writing, we have to distinguish between the letter jim and kha and ha. Because all these letters are formed the same way except the nukta, the dot, being below it or above it or without any nukta. Tayyib. Tayyib, tayyib. We're going to do a little bit more, inshallah. Let's take a break. Tayyib, lesson number 42, page 82. The letter Ayn. The letter Ayn is pronounced, it's one of the letters of the throat. It's the middle of the throat, along with the letter that we just had. Below on the bottom of the throat is Hamza and Ha. Then above it is Ayn and Ha. And Ayn, the sound of Ayn is from the throat, but it's different from Hamza. Hamza is just pronounced as its vowel, without any other sound. A, E, O. But Ayn is pronounced forcefully. Ah, ay, oh, ah, ah. You have to make some effort. This sounds a little bit difficult to pronounce. But you have to work with it, okay? The sound of ayn. Zara'in. Line 1, I'm sorry, line 1, lesson 42, page 82. Zara'in. Wa'in. Sa'in. Ma'a. 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 يَرْتَعْ. The ayn on this last word has sukoon, so we're not going to pronounce it fully. If it had a vowel, we would say يَرْتَعْ. Huh? We would say يَرْتَعْ. But we're going to stop on the ayn without pronouncing it fully because it has sukoon. So we say يَرْتَعْ. يَرْتَعْ. Not يَرْتَعْ. يَرْتَعْ. Huh? يَرْتَعْ. If it had a vowel, you would say يَرْتَعْ. But we're not going to pronounce it fully because there's no vowel there. So you say يَرْتَعْ. Line 2. دَفْعٌ. رَجَعَ. سَرِيعٌ. عَبَدَ. Line 3. عَنْ. Like عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Right? عَنْ. On the authority of Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Right? عَنْ. عالمون. Like we say, عالمين. رب العالمين. Now this is the same word, but because of the grammatical position, it changed from عالمين to عالمون. But it's the same word. Okay? عالمون. عم. That's the first word of the first surah of Juz Amma, right? Amma yatasa'alun. Amma. Shadd on the meme. Amma. Whenever you have a shadd on the meme or shadd on the noon, it's pronounced with gunna, with a nasal sound from the nose. Amma. An'amta. An'amta. As we will see today, inshallah, this noon with sukoon, and it's followed by ayn, is pronounced clearly, distinctly, with no gunna. An'amta. 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 An'amta alayhim, right? Alladheena an'amta alayhim. Tayyib. Now, an'amta. Line 4, page 83. Ta'buduna. The ayin has a sukoon, so we're not pronouncing it fully, right? We're not saying ta'a. We're not saying ta'a. We're saying ta'. Stop. Ta'buduna. Ta'buduna. يُعَمِّرُ. Shadd on the meme. يُعَمِّرُ. مَعْلُومٌ. Sukoon on the ayn, right? مَعْلُومٌ. Line 5. سَاعَةٌ. If we stopped on it, we would say سَاعَةٌ. Like ha, ha, sa'ah. But if we keep reading, we say sa'atun. Masa'in. Wi'a'un. Wi'a'un. Ayn, a, hamza, un. Un. Just pronounce the vowel sound. Wi'a'un. Naam. MashaAllah. Tayyib. This is the last one we're going to read. Lesson 43, the letter Dad. This is the last letter of the alphabet that we took in the book. The letter Dad. They say here, this sound is exclusive to Arabic. It is articulated by bringing the left side of the tongue. And in some they say, or the right side. Or, if it's possible, you can pronounce it from both sides. From the left side or the right side, either way, or from both sides. But that's very, very difficult. It is articulated bringing the left side of the tongue close to the upper molars with velarization. Note that Saad has no dot, while Daad has one dot. Okay, this is the letter Daad. They said this sounds exclusive to Arabic. That's why Arabic is known as Lughatul Daad. Arabic language, one of its names, like somebody's name is Ahmed or Muhammad. Arabic language has names also. One of its names is Lughatul Daad, because sound is in no other language. It's difficult to pronounce. Naam. So we're going to try, inshallah. We're going to try, okay? It's pronounced from the right side or from the left side, okay? It should be pronounced distinctly from what? From the letter that's pronounced from the upper, the tip of the tongue and the gums of the upper front teeth, this letter, da. Both of them are translated as del, but this one is pronounced from the tongue, da, from the tip, from the front, touching the gums, and this one, bod, from the side, going up towards the molar teeth, the upper molar teeth, okay? It's pronounced ba, 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 as opposed to this one, from the tongue, da, da, da. This one, ba, ba, ba. Huh? You say it in Al-Fatiha when you say what? Walad-dhaa. Naam. Walad-dhaaleen. Not walad-daaleen. Walad-dhaa. That's why the sound is strange for the fatha. Walad-dhaaleen. Naam. Okay. So let's look at it. Lesson 43, page 84, line number 1. Ar-dhun. Ar-dhun. Raadin, maadin, qaadin. Line 2, maridha, maridun, dhalla, dhalun. Line 3, radhiya, madaytu, قضيت رضينا. نعم. طيب. This requires practice. Again, inshallah, today we just wanted to practice a little bit some of these difficult letters so that we don't lose them. And we have to try as best we can to try to read the lessons over and over and over again until you master those letters and perfect their sounds as best as you can. And as you go on and you learn Quran and you listen to Quran and you practice, you'll be able to pronounce those letters with practice better and better. With practice, though, it takes practice. It's not going to happen overnight.